How would he do it? How would he get to the bird up in the tree?
He would climb the tree.
If you saw something up a tree and you wanted to look closer at it, you would go up to the tree and
climb it.
Sometimes you might say, if you want to go to Stone Mountain. Have you ever...
I've never climbed
Stone Mountain. You never climbed Stone Mountain? Usually when a little child is just walking, you'll take it to church and it will learn how to say its prayers. And how do you teach the child how to say his prayers? What does he do at night when he says his prayers, usually? What would you say he did?
He kneels.
After a big meal, you might say, if I feel so tired and I'm full and I think I'm going to go in the bedroom
to sleep,
or
to nap.
Or you might sit down and turn on the TV and say, I think I'm going to watch TV
and nap.
Or relax. Maybe you want to rest.
Relax.
Or if you want to just
snooze.
If you're just going to relax on the couch a little bit.
I'm just going to lie down.
And you say, I'm feeling tired, I'll go up to the couch and
lay down.
And suppose you, when your husband calls you at noon and finds you in the bed, you might say, all morning I did what in bed?
Oh, I lay in the bed.
Do you ever have dreams?
Sometimes.
Talking about something you saw in your sleep, you might say, this is what I
dreamed.
And you often, when I go to sleep,
I dream.
But I can't always remember what I
dreamed.
I dreamed I was falling, but I was just about to hit the ground, but what happens?
Awakened.
All right, when you feel like that's what always happens at the end of a falling dream,
mm-hmm.
You think you're going to, usually what at the end?
I awake.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like that, what would you be doing?
Dumping the floor.
All right. Say what, maybe if Ken gets a stubborn, Ken or Larry or Jim gets a stubborn.
They stamp their feet.
If a friend does not have a ride home, you might turn to her and ask, can I
give you a ride?
To get a boat up on land, you tie the rope to the bow and do what with it?
Pull.
And what is the other word that's usually written on a door besides pull?
Push.
If there are about eight flights of stairs and you have a heavy suitcase to carry, you might say at the top of the eighth floor, I blanked that suitcase up eight flights.
I carried.
Or, what else might you say besides carried if it's very heavy and you have a hard time carrying
it? I toted it.
A child is reaching toward a piece of glass or a vase, something that's ornament that you don't want him to have. What would you say to him?
Don't touch that.
If you need a cigarette, you might say to me,
I'd like a cigarette.
Or you might tell your son to do what? If there's a next
get me a cigarette.
In a game of tag, you have to keep running back where when you play tag, or else you'll be out. Where do you have to run to?
Base.